5C. There was a great deal for Trick to do. Babies required much care, but even two young lefts and two young rights together did not make up the sum of a single baby nid, particularly not a nid as perfect as Girola. She had to be exercised and soothed, protected from percolating into whatever she touched, cajoled into condensing and resting. It was a long time before he saw Odine again, and actually he didn't care. Girola took up all his time. But then he came across Odine in the corner of his own alcove, iridescent with thought. Trick remembered suddenly. He said, "Was Losten angry about Dua?" Odine came to himself with a start. "Losten? Yes, he was angry. Dua is doing great harm. She should come home, shouldn't she?" Odine was staring at Trit. "Trit," he said, "we're going to have to persuade Dua to come home. We must find her first. You can do it. With a new baby, your parental sensitivity is very high. You can use it to find Dua." "No," said Trit, shocked. "It's used for Girola. It would be wrong to use it for Dua. Besides, if she wants to stay away so long when a baby nid is longing for her, and she was once a baby nid herself, maybe we might just learn to do without her." "But, Trit, don't you ever want to melt again?" "Well, the triad is now complete." "That's not all there is to melting," Trit said. "But where do we have to go to find her? Little Girola needs me. She's a tiny baby. I don't want to leave her." "The Hard Ones will arrange to have Girola taken care of. You and I will go to the Hard Caverns and find Dua." Trick thought about that. He didn't care about Dua. He didn't even care about Odine, somehow. There was only Girola. He said, someday when Girola is older. Not till then." "Trit," said Odine urgently, "we must find Dua. Otherwise the babies will be taken away from us." "By whom?" said Trit. "By the Hard Ones." Trit was silent. There was nothing he could say. He had never heard of such a thing. He could not conceive of such a thing. Odine said, "Trit, we must pass on. I know why now. I've been thinking about it ever since Losten, but never mind that. Dua and you must pass on, too. Now that I know why, you will feel you must, and I hope, I think, Dua will feel she must, too. And we must pass on soon, for Dua is destroying the world." Trit was backing away. "Don't look at me like that, Odine. You're making me... "I'm not making you, Trit," said Odine sadly. "It's just that I know now, and so you must. But we must find Dua." "No, no." Trit was in agony, trying to resist. There was something terribly new about Odine, and existence was approaching an end inexorably. There would be no Trit and no baby nid. Where every other parental had had his baby nid for a long time, Trit would have lost his almost at once. It wasn't fair. Oh, it wasn't fair. Trit panted. It's Dua's fault. Let her pass on first. Odine said with deadening calm, "There's no other way but for all of us." And Trit knew that was so. That was so. That was so.